not compare directly to him, but to get to them as Israelis who are also in the same situation, and the Costa Ricans and the other Caribbean liberals to come around and say, this is an acceptable and good solution. And they're ready for anyone that's halfway
well, the government.
I'm not sure they will say it publicly, well, but they might be willing to tell Vice not to make an outcry.
Right.
Well, as I understand it all, what we're getting out of here, we hope, is an agreement on elections within a year. Is that it for us?
Sure. Some changes of these people, particularly if this deal goes through. exercise of their vote in the pre-election. And they don't have the hostility toward the civilians now running the government. And I think this helps explain why there hasn't been more disturbance.
Is there, what are they, Bosch got any standing?
No, sir.
I think.
I think that, except for a small group of real diehards in the PRD, I think everybody is sort of a sigh of relief.
But the communists, are the communists active?
No, sir, they're very quiet. I believe because they're afraid. They're afraid of the police. Police can be pretty brutal. Fortunately, so far, they have not killed anyone. Well, there have been one or two sort of isolated things, but they haven't conducted a massacre in any sense. But when they get hold of these fellows, they work them over pretty well, I guess, but beat them up. And these Dominican communists are not really up to facing it.
Yeah.
They're playing it rather cagey. There have been a lot of talks about their going to the hills, but we have heard from the ambassador the year before I got there about the communists going to the hills, and it's always someone else who's going to the hills. One of the extreme left parties, the MPD, which was the one that we, as we ambassador agreed with me, generally felt might be the ones who would go to the hills. They finally picked up their leader, and I think they're pretty well.
What about it? Is the Smith Act what we want, or is we get some other legislation, anti-communist legislation?
If we could get the Smith Act, I think it would be fine. I think that we'd have no trouble selling that to this guy.
We ought to figure out whether the Smith Act is any good for the Dominican. I don't know. There must be somebody who can tell us what kind of a communist, anti-communist law they need in the Dominican. It may not be the Smith Act.
They have, sir. One of the things this government has done, we've tried to get this into some of our messages, maybe we didn't bring it out sufficiently. They have passed a decree outlawing communists. I mean, it's just outlawed, and it's illegal for a party, and it's illegal for an individual to be a communist. Of course, they haven't defined it. They have no idea how they're going to apply it.
But why do you think they did the handle your situation, meeting with them in the way they did? Because the Casanova thing?
No, sir, I think really this was a desperate move on their part when the story got out into the press. That they felt that I'm perfectly willing to accept that. It's nothing personal against me. I've been assured that they had intended to reply quietly the next morning saying no, but not to make this big fuss over it. When at 11:30 that night, the local newspaper at Cavite called the palace, said there's a AP wire story that Mr. King demanded the Traveler see power to Cousins notice. What's your comment for the morning edition? And that this was what set them off. And to make it worse, because of the, I think it was Dateline New York, Manuel, who did not know, Manuel Calares, one of the Traveler, did not know the origin of the story. He thought we had leaked it. And it just made it.
We need to come quick. He got to get it.
He got it from President Trimberg. Did it any of your little son?
Does Tavares know that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What will be our. All right, now what do we do now?
We propose to send him back tonight to consult with Simmons in the morning on what we expect to get tonight and how to follow through with the PRD, the PRSD, and what to recommend that we do to pursue this one paradigm.
And mainly the message which went out this morning to try to pin down the reason for the optimism here that the military sits still for any such solution, because this is the key. There's no point in talking to the civilians for the triumvirate unless he has gotten the assurances of the military that they will accept it. That's what the message went out this morning. It's supposed to get him to the paper.
You ain't the best, John.
I'd like to move out of there. And I'd like, and one of the questions not to reconstitute the cabinet in a face-saving way, but they will dedicate themselves to the goals of the Alliance for Progress, and they will work for a progressive government. Now, this is somewhat manifest, but I don't think of it that way. I'm not kidding about those goals. I don't think any of us are. But I think they ought to commit themselves to those goals and do it publicly. I think they would do that, but I would like to make this part of that deal.
I'm quite certain, sir, that if we get the other parts of it, we have no trouble getting that.
I think that's right.
Now, this is what they argue with us, that they are in better position to achieve the goals of the Alliance for Progress than Bosch was, so why don't we recognize
it? I think the voice we may get in trouble is when they come right down to trying to get elections and a referendum on the Constitution in 1964, because a lot of these people, not the triumvirate, but the people behind them and the outside and the civilian non-governmental world who are really behind them, know that they can't win power in the election. They've got it now, and they're going to hold it as long as they can. They're going to try to string this electoral process out on tonight.
Yeah, well, that may be, but then we'll, next year we'll fight that out.
Yeah.
I think we're talking about December 64, and then if they postpone it, then we should have to decide what our situation is then.
You better get some talk about why we're willing to, if you're familiar with the South Vietnamese argument,
yes, sir.
Why it's better.
Yes, sir. I've just been in the Boston Cambridge area speech making a TV broadcast.
Yes, sir.
Every time I want to be quite asked about this. My own theory wasn't the best argument, apart from the difference in the hemisphere commitments versus those commitments, was that there's a war going on in South Vietnam. If the communists win the war, then there's no chance for constitutional government. And we have to play our recognition policy here the best way we can to prevent the communists from winning the war.
This is
a constitutional government, period.
And furthermore, in the Senate, we have no Alliance for
Progress.
It's
a different hemisphere arrangement.
That's right.
Of course, I can also say that this is against free government. You should regard that law as free government.
Department to hold off for 24 hours anyway and see what the hell the situation is on the other.
Well, why don't they get the goddamn Russians to square it?
That's what they're going to do. They didn't shut today and help Chrysler pay up and get it to order. We don't have any petty harassment.
Yeah, because they just arrest our people. Where's he parked? In front of the embassy, do they?
Oh, I get to park at the State Department. Get tickets are all over the place. They don't give a shit. I think they have diplomatic immunity.
Tell them not to arrest him, though you and I have talked about it. Yeah, just try to get that out of here. It annoys me they passed the French. I suppose that's why they passed them. Getting that Russian and German dinner straight down. You tell somebody to get those air. strings to learn. General McHugh, please.
Morales?
Yeah, some of those old German drinking some. Our best argument is that this has been the way we've done it, and so we've deferred it.
That's why we've done it.